Now we go to Chicago, where NPR's David Shaper reports that today's rally brought out immigrants from many different countries.
Here on Milwaukee Avenue on Chicago's northwest side, the streets this morning were much quieter than normal. This street is a port of entry for Polish immigrants, many of whom closed their shops today, too, to join in the National Day Without Immigrants and participate in the Immigrants' Rights Rally. At Union Park on Chicago's Near West Side, Janusz Daka and his wife Jana say, like many of the Latinos they are marching with, they too immigrated to Chicago illegally.
My point is, I am not criminal. I'm an immigrant from Poland, and I want to be legal in here, in this country.
Mexicans are brothers. They are our brothers. They are working like we are working.
Standing a few feet away on a muddy baseball diamond and listening to the speeches is 18-year-old Roland Hernandez, who is with his father. He translates for his dad, whom he says is impressed by the ethnic and racial diversity represented at the rally.
Oh, he wants to be everyone unite so we can be together and have our legalization together so the senators will listen to what we were saying and everything.
In other words, he says there's power in these numbers, at least 300,000 strong by early afternoon as the march worked its way toward Grant Park along Chicago's lakefront. And more people were still joining the march in progress. The event paralyzed traffic near the downtown area. Police and transportation officials blocked off exit ramps from the expressways to better control the traffic flow. Sitting in the gridlock created by the march was cab driver Julius Asundi, who himself is an immigrant from Africa. He says he supports the march, but is a little annoyed.
It's very tough. I can't even drive. There's traffic everywhere.
And marching wasn't the first choice for many of those who made their way to the rally. Around 9 o'clock this morning, in the parking lot of Gompers Park on Chicago's northwest side, a place normally filled with 50 to 60 day laborers every morning, fewer than 10 showed up today looking to be hired by contractors or do-it-yourselfers. Miguel Rio says his first preference today is to work.
If somebody come and give it to us, good price, we go.
The bottom line, Rio says, is he came to this country to work and save and to send money to his family in Mexico in the hope that they can eventually join him in a better way of life here. But today, with all the publicity about the march, no contractors are coming by to hire. So he and about a half dozen friends decided to get on a bus and head towards the march. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.